was genuinely good to feel that you were in this broad campaign that embraced people from the churches like Trevor Huddleston. There's a Methodist minister called David Haslam who had a lot to do with campaigning on loans. And even when it came to doing things like organising pickets when Mazarewa came to Britain, Archbishop Bishop Mazarewa, who was a leader of a political party in Zimbabwe and went into alliance with Ian Smith, and they ran Rhodesia together and they called it Zimbabwe Rhodesia. And when Mazarewa came to Britain, we took out a legal action against him. And we said that he had committed treason and felony against the Queen. He had signed the execution warrants for people who had been executed or were to be executed, I can't remember which, but and was therefore arrogating to himself something that only the Queen should, by rights, be able to do. So this was treason felony, and we got legal advice about why it wasn't treason, why it had to be called treason felony. But anyway, and we organised demonstrations against him when he came to London. We followed him with people on motorbikes, and we had six hotels staked out with groups of people with placards. And they had to phone in every 10 minutes. There were no mobile phones then. They had to phone in every 10 minutes to the office to find out which hotel we had followed him to. And he went to one particular hotel, and everybody phoned in, and that meant that when they phoned in, we said, go to this hotel. So people who'd been gathered outside six hotels all converged on one, and he had a demonstration throughout his whole time, and he had a legal action for treason felony, which meant that Bow Street Court had to meet. The Privy Council had to issue a special document letting him off, giving him exemption or something while he was in Britain. They forgot to renew it, so they had to have a special sitting of Bow Street's court to courier something from Buckingham Palace. To all of this put him on the very much on the back foot and raised all the issues that we wanted raised. So I remember Joan Lester, who was a Labour MP, going on The World at One to talk about why this legal action and why these protests. I mean, it was all, in a sense, quite exciting, too. It was exciting, and you felt that you were actually doing something to help. You were stopping a situation where people who were a total disgrace were just allowed to come and go to this country as they wished. And to that extent, it might just have given encouragement and help to people, in that case, in Zimbabwe.